Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The middle of October, Antonio Colubașanu of Geopolitical Futures, now in Bucharest, was in Brussels for events. And in strolling through the city, she was surprised, given the upset about the Mideast tragedy, given the upset about the Palestinians. She was surprised that the streets were nearly empty. Antonia, a very good evening to you. I take you to Brussels and your events because it illustrates two stories that are coming together. One is the story of the Palestinian and Hamas tragedy, the terror, the appalling facts, and Israel's deployment of forces at the same time, the U.S. deployment of forces at the same time, everybody's worried about the wider war. And then there's the story that was there before and will be there again. Migration. Migration for the European Union. Migration for NATO. Let's start in Brussels. There was the threat of violence. Several days later, there was violence in Brussels. A Tunisian man randomly shooting football fans from Sweden. There have been arrests about that in other parts of Europe, I believe in France. But that illustrates what Europe is dealing with, which is the residue of the migration that came during the civil war in Syria, the worst of it, and continues to come. Does the EU have an answer to your understanding? Is it working for an answer, Antonia? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. So, well, before answering to what the EU answer is, which is pretty much no answer at the moment, I want to clarify something, because the atmosphere in Brussels has a bit changed since I was there. So the moment I was there was during the so-called Day of Rage that Hamas called on all the supporters for the Palestinian cause to join in and support their cause. So it was unclear what they were called in to do. Therefore, there were prayers, and therefore there were, lots of security forces, prayers in the mosque, and lots of security forces around, while pretty much everyone that was working around a mosque or in the major cities in Europe was very much careful about planning to go out during that day and the following days. And obviously, the Day of Rage was followed by days of protests that are continuing in the European Union, pretty much in all major cities, not only in the capitals. In Germany, we have seen protests in Frankfurt, for instance. So it's not just the capitals that are getting hit, but also the regions of Europe. As for what the European Union is doing, not much, because the European Union is very diverse. And even the problems related to migration, not only that the West and the East of Europe are holding very different views, because obviously in places like Romania or even Poland, Hungary, and so on, you do not have a Muslim community. We do not have that kind of problem here, just because we are not attractive to migrants. We have not been attractive to migrants before the 90s, while the West has been attractive to migrants. And therefore, they have this problem because refugees and migrants that have, looked for better lives, if nothing else, have gone to the Western side of Europe. And they have picked the places in the Western side of Europe. So even in Germany, for instance, you have the Western Germany having the problem, while the Eastern Germany having less of a problem when it comes to Muslim communities and even migration, because migrants are not looking for settling in the Eastern Germany, but they're aiming to go to Western Germany. So it's very diverse. It's very difficult to get consensus. Therefore, no EU decision on the topic.
Well, then we'll start in the capitals. We'll start with France, the largest number of Muslims in France, most born in France. They're French citizens. And yet the president of France, Mr. Macron, just visited Israel, just visited and embraced Israel, standing by the IDF's response to the Hamas killers. And yet the president of France made a speech asking for people not to go out, not to risk demonstrating, not to challenge the authorities. They did anyway. There were said to be 100,000 in Paris gathering around the Place de la République. This is last week, Dave Rage. Mr. Macron visiting Israel. These are the two policies going together. France must deal with the large restive migrant population and those who have been born in France, French citizens who are Muslim, identifying with terror and the French need for peace. Now, they're part of the problem. They're part of the solution. Does France have a recommendation? Does it say it's everybody else's problem, not ours? What does it say?
No, actually, well, France and Germany and Italy and everyone in the EU having a problem with migration have settled for a solution that tries to keep the problem away from Europe, meaning, they're seeking for the EU to have a way to fund countries that are major origins for migration in Northern Africa, for instance, to keep refugees there and to be able to manage the refugee crisis, if nothing else. So in other words, try to create a sort of a buffer. But this ultimately is not a solution, because what we are seeing now, and this is why I say that the EU does not have a solution currently, even if this was discussed weeks before the terrorist attack, the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. So basically, this was discussed a week before, but the current events are driving some other kind of solutions, because we are no longer discussing about Northern African countries being the main origin for our migrants. We are likely going to see a major flow of migrants coming from the Middle East. And this is not going to work. The solution that was proposed by France, Italy, and other countries in Europe is not going to work for that. Plus, with regards to the protest, they have internalized the conflict, but at the same time, the protests are not about the conflict in the Middle East. So what I mean by that is a lot of these persons going to demonstrate, to hold the Palestinian case and to demonstrate against Israel, are basically demonstrating against the government and the mainstream parties of the countries that they find themselves into, because they feel themselves oppressed. And this is because they haven't found what they were looking for in the very first place, which is a better life. So lacking that better life that they hoped for in Europe makes them go to the streets, which complicates everything, because obviously it is also a protest pertaining to internal economic and social stability that we are looking at right now. We're not only looking at a protest for the Palestinian cause or against Israel. We're just looking at a troubled Europe, more troubled in places like France, because these classes were not integrated, because these countries have a socioeconomic problem that has been there for a long time.
Let's speak of Germany. Olaf Scholz traveled to Jerusalem, embraced Bibi Netanyahu, spoke of the special obligation that Germany has because of the Holocaust. And yet Germany is weighed down by the migration that started with the Syrian civil war of the last decade. And the new migrants, whoever they are, and they come from North Africa, as you say, there are different strands here. But in recent elections, the right-wing party, Alternative for Deutschland, has come out strongly for Israel and is strongly against all migrants. It's against the EU, against the NATO, it's against America. To my knowledge, it's against Good Morning. It's against everything. And yet it embraces Israel and is a challenge to the socialist government. So now we have three things coming together. Populist Party, Alternative for Deutschland, migration from the Middle East, migration from North Africa, and the challenge of the Middle Eastern war. A complete confusion this far away, Antonia. Is it any clearer to you what's happening?
Well, it's clarity in internal politics that is not necessarily bringing clarity in international affairs. So similar, by the way, similar to Alternative for Germany, Marine Le Pen in France is also supporting the cause of Israel and at the same time is very much against migrants and very much against everything pertaining to giving ways for more refugees to get into Europe. And this is because their platform is somewhat twisted to support social. Well, they say that they want to support social inclusion, and they are supporting those that are most oppressed. But at the same time, they are against what Hamas did. So they make this distinction, which is actually made by a lot of protests and protesters in Europe at the moment. They make the distinction between Hamas and Palestine. Right. So they support Palestine, they are against Hamas, and they support Israel, which is, yes, it's a lot of confusion, but it makes sense in internal politics settings, because why not? This is Europe.
I go to Italy. The example of Giorgia Meloni, who traveled to Israel as well, standing firm with the Israelis in their need to defend themselves. Giorgia Meloni, of the four majors, Giorgia Meloni inherits the most challenging problem because Italy is the easiest to reach from North Africa. We've reported before about the flow from Tunisia to Lampedusa into Italy. And Italy's been at odds with Germany about the NGOs out of Germany permitting or ushering in refugees who are then put into the sovereignty of Italy. And what do? They're not being distributed. They're complaining. They're looking for a solution. Now they've tried paying Tunisia. That doesn't work. So we're looking at discord. And to my knowledge, the North Africans are not especially dangerous in the way that some of the migrants from the Middle East were a dozen years ago. But it's still discord. And what I'm going to guess is we have the same contradictions, internal contradictions in Italy that we have in other countries. No solution is offered. And the migrants keep coming. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, that is a fair summary. I would add to that that Italy is not only vulnerable because of its geography, but it is also vulnerable because, again, its socioeconomics. So while it has been at odds with Germany, Italy does know how to manage migrants better than Germany, because at least Italy has a history into knowing who is who in the region. For Germany, it was very much an opportunity. At least this is what Berlin has said, that it was very much an opportunity to welcome these migrants because they wanted workforce. But at the same time, they didn't know the background of these migrants. So they've internalized all sorts of conflicts between these communities, Africa, coming from Middle East, and even from Southeast Asia, like Pakistan or Afghanistan, simply because they were not prepared to culturally understand who they are.
I'm speaking to Antonia Colobasciano of Geopolitical Future. She's in Bucharest, Romania. We're talking about the contradictions, the paradoxes across the European Union right now. And we're going to turn to the war. Remember the war? Antonia is on the front lines in Romania when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.